What would save the world?
Veganism.
Gun control.
Ending capitalism.
Consensus.
More guns.
Nonviolent communication.
Energy.
Green energy.
Spirituality.
More regulation.
Emotional education.
End the war.
Libertarianism.
On drugs.
Socialism.
I'm Tuke Edelo, and this is
What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m.
Appreciate the water. Sing to that water to make that water spirit happy. Save it for all the living things on this Mother Earth of ours. Today, it's really important for us. The water flows over the Mother Earth. It comes out of the ground, clean as can be, fresh.
Water Song from the Morning Prayer by Corbin Harney. It's a Native American chant. And today on What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn, we're going to be talking about something really fucking awful that just happened. If you were not familiar, although you should have been, and that's me being, you know, nasty, but maybe, you know, it's worth it to be a little nasty sometimes and people aren't responsible with keeping up with what's going on in the world. Standing Rock, the camp of water protectors, was evicted by militarized police. And the Dakota Access Pipeline is supposedly going to get built unless we do something about it. But as of right now, things are not looking good. People were arrested from the camps. And I am here today with two indigenous people, Lee Wilson and Monty Stevens. If you would like to introduce yourselves, you want to introduce yourselves a little bit, Monty?
Yeah, sure. My name's Monty Stevens. I am part of the Colorado River Indian Tribes. I'm here going to school. And before I say anything more, I would just like to acknowledge that wherever you are, wherever you're listening, you're on Indigenous land. And I'm here as a student, as a representative of people who are, like, you know, don't have voices in this world. So, yeah.
All right, and Lee?
My name is Lee Wilson, the tribe of the Cherokee, and I'm here for the exact same reason as Monty. I did not go to school, however, I have studied much of the indigenous ways, not only through the language, but also through the culture. Mm-hmm. And learning of this scenario and the situation is highly enraging beyond belief, considering the fact we've already lost so much and are continuing to lose more. Plenty of rights we haven't had until one, actually, 27 years ago. There's mm-hmm. some that we're still fighting for, which I'll get into more later.
Yeah, this has been a long fight from, I mean, if you haven't, okay, so let's be real, like, the white people's history books that we learn about in public school is, there's a lot of information missing, but even there, it should be obvious to you how awful people who, you know, pretty much stole this land treated the indigenous people of this land. So I don't understand how anybody doesn't look at what's going on. I just dropped my paper. I don't know how anybody doesn't look at what's going on right now with the pipelines. I know this is not only happening in North Dakota and South Dakota. This is not only that area of the country. This, I know that there's something going on in New Jersey. There's a lot of things going on right now. So it's like how people can look at that and think that it's totally okay to just, you know, go right past indigenous peoples in order to make money.
I don't really think it's okay, but also the fact that this has been going on since the dawn, since this country was born.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden now everyone wants to take notice and be a voice and stand up. It's like, this has been like this forever. And like I brought up earlier, it wasn't until 27 years ago that indigenous people were allowed to study and learn our own language until 1990s.
It was banned to study the language?
We weren't allowed to study our own language until 1990s, yes. And that's only 27 years ago.
But how could they make that illegal to study a language? Like, what's that law?
When I figure out that question, I'll let you know. But that's been the case since ever. And there's actually a whole list of things that we were not granted until, if I may, the following.
Oh, my God, please.
So this is all in chronological order. And mind you, all of these rights I'm about to say did not start until, the 19s. So we were not allowed to leave our reservations until 1924. We were not considered citizens until 1924. We were not legally allowed to vote until 1924. And actually, we could not vote in all 50 states until 1965. Mm. 1934, that's when we were allowed to establish our full tribal governance, protect our land from U.S. seizure. In 1968, that's when we had the rights to fair trial, freedom of speech, and full religious freedom. And like I said before, it wasn't until 1990 we were allowed to practice our own languages in schools, which to this day has almost been fully forgotten. Mm-hmm. And one of the worst and most disturbing facts of this is it wasn't until 1978 that it was stopped, that our children were taken away from families. Mm-hmm. Just like that, shave their hair, don't learn the language, nothing, until 1978, which was right around the corner, if you really think about it. And we are still fighting for the following: hunting, fishing, sovereignty, and treaty up to this day. And suddenly, just because of one access pipeline, it's now all being noticed. Like,
well, part of that, from my understanding, is just like environmental activists who don't actually give a shit about the indigenous rights.
Actually, though.
I mean, that's what it all comes down to. There was actually somebody said to me earlier, it's like all this shit's been going on for so long, but now it's starting to get bad for white people. So now white people are paying attention.
Right.
That's what somebody said to me. Mm-hmm. And I laughed like a ha ha ha. That is so true, because now people are just like all afraid that their water is going to get poisoned and they're this and they're that. And it's like, it's really frustrating, because there's this group on Facebook. I'm going to piss on it right now. It's called Rise and Resist. And it's just have you been on this group? Oh, God, it's a tragedy. It's like just people talking about like liberal like revolution and like blah blah blah, like electoral politics, and there's like all these people of color on there just being like, but that system doesn't work, rebuilding the Democratic Party is not going to work, and people are like, oh yeah, well climate change affects me too, and it's like, okay, well now that it's like starting to affect you, now you're going to be worried about it. Like, you have to acknowledge that this is something that's been going on for so long. Like, even if you have just started getting into it, like, fine, it's good that you're into it now. But, like, don't pretend like you're, like it's all about you. Like this is just, like, a new thing where everybody is on the same page. It's fucking frustrating. And it's major gaslighting.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like, it's like major gaslighting. Like, to treat people as if they are something to be dealt with. Like, let's assimilate you so we just don't have to deal with giving you land anymore. And like,
and then furthermore, when they start to perpetuate it with like settler colonialistic rhetoric that is just so fucking like...
What do you mean? Elaborate.
So like when people... Exactly what you're talking about, like how the white people are just like, oh my gosh, like this is my problem now. But then furthermore, they're going in and being the only voices and becoming like the spokespeople for this. But I'm like, yo, you're perpetuating the problem by not giving the mic, quote unquote mic, to people of color, marginalized people, LGBTQ people. And then furthermore, with this like entire thing that went down, giving it to indigenous people. So it's just like, well, what the fuck are you actually doing? You are perpetuating this entire settler colonialistic ideals because you're trying to get like this white savior complex, which is like really... Sure, you're helping, but like you're really exacerbating the problem and not even looking at the entire problem.
To that statement, actually, it's funny because the same way you say they're trying to help, but while at the same time not helping whatsoever, making things worse, is for starters, the reason why this whole protest began is because there was a fear of the water of the Standing Rock being contaminated, obviously, because of the pipeline. However, the reason why we were actually fully convicted is because the governor of Dakota, Doug Burgum, claims that because of debris and human waste that has been collected throughout the entire protest has created a risk factor in the Missouri River's waters being contaminated. Yet, it's very ironic because it was the same fear that we had for our water that you're now having the okay go to evict our people. So using the same reasons that we had for our water for almost the same thing, however, we were not listened to, but suddenly it's okay to listen to you.
Well, also I heard that actually the waste, there was a functional composting system happening there. That is what my understanding was from, I don't remember where I heard this, but somebody was like, well, actually they were using it for compost, or they were like actually managing their waste, which is something people don't know how to do in mainstream America. People, we waste so much. So that's just ridiculous to me. And that's like the whole reason in the first, so, some history for people who are not as familiar with what's been going on in North Dakota and South Dakota with the energy transfer partners and the Dakota Access Pipeline is they actually had two options for routes. They had the option to build it by Bismarck, but they ended up choosing the one that was by the Standing Sioux. It's the Sioux, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Sioux. Standing Rock Sioux's reservation, because they were afraid that the water in Bismarck would be possibly be poisoned. And what is so ridiculous about all of this is that in their original documents there was no listing about the tribe, there was no information about how that can impact their environment, which from my understanding is against the federal law. So I mean, fuck federal laws, like let's try to make it that people just can't fuck. I don't know how I feel about laws and like system. I think that this whole system is like exactly like what, why were they people allowed to make any restrictions on the indigenous people of this land, like that, and like threaten? It's ridiculous. But yeah, it's literally like against the law to not consult the tribe. And that's something that is, I know that's one of the missions of Standing Rock. It's consent, not consultation. Which is like ridiculous to be like, oh, well, we'll talk to you and we'll make a decision anyway. It's like, no, they say no, it's a no.
That is the case. However, the people who like initiated this tragedy was they had a claim that they did speak with the chief and got the okay, although that's absolutely not true. And it's not only from all the tribe members, but also the chief itself that said that it was actually a false claim. However, since there is no documented evidence, we're just going to go with the pipeline's word on this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're just going to go with the company's word on this. So what I want to know from both of you is, what do you think that this so-called United States should do to put an end to this the intense amount of crap that indigenous people have been put through?
Well, they should do that. They should just stop, period, mm-hmm. at everything Most they're definitely. Doing. And give us the equal rights that everyone else has, since it's not in this country, since we were here first. And although it's not written in textbooks or history books in classing about the history of the indigenous, at the same time, it is said that we were found. It's mm-hmm. very false. We weren't found. We were invaded. And 90% of us gone, like hundreds of years later, it's still not included mm-hmm. in the dawn of this country. And we'll hear about history throughout the lands of everywhere else besides America. Excuse me. We'll hear about, you know, Nazi America. We'll hear about all these other aspects of the world where there was such heinous crimes and such heinous murder, but nothing is touched based on as far as where they're currently residing in.
Mm-hmm. Such a massive amount of erasure.
Oh, most definitely. And not only like physical erasure, but also cultural and spiritual eradication and devastation. So, like, they're just trying to create this entire system where they're assimilating you into the white society, even though you'll never be a white person. Furthermore, they're just trying to, like, condition you to be like a lot of the people who the system is benefiting, which is, like, cis white men. But how far can you take that? Because, like, eradication of land, and even though spirituality is directly correlated with the land, wherever you are indigenous from, it's just so
land of the free.
Exactly.
I mean, it's such horse shit. I mean, I was talking, I think that the entire system is abusive. Like, before I came here today, I was writing something about how we live in an abuse culture, like, overall. Like, there is so much gaslighting that goes on. It's like, oh, well, like, if you don't like these decisions that are being made, you voted for them. So they set up mm-hmm. this, like, image that people have say over what's happening, but that's not actually the case. So that's the case in, like, mainstream American culture, but it sounds like, to me, just, like, so much, like, it's like that whole, like, well, we gave you this, why aren't you appreciative of it? Is that kind of thing, does a lot of that go on?
Oh, most definitely, that definitely goes on. So, like, even then, like, we gave you this. So, like, when everybody talks about tribal councils, like, I'm very wishy on that because, like, the majority of tribal councils were literally created for direct government dealings as it pertains to land or natural resources or things that they could get out of, like, certain contexts. So that's why I'm, like, always apprehensive to hear media from any tribal council, mostly because, like, they're working through the governmental system that was forced upon them mm-hmm. in any way. So that's why I don't really trust the tribal government nor the government, because, like, it's subduing the people of the whole, especially the people who are, like, they're indigenous. And,
well,
I don't know.
Not so much that before, as you said, the white man came, there was no government.
Mm-hmm.
There were no locks or doors. There was no crime or anything like that. So the moment you want to say tribal government, you're automatically just, like, pushing down mm-hmm. our beliefs and how we live by just adding that word and mixing it with like our way of being. So there should be no such thing as tribal government, mm-hmm. just tribal, period. When you put government out there, you're automatically giving it a whole other definition that should not be applied to us whatsoever.
Mm.
Well, that's something I was thinking about, like, how submission, how, like, with abuse, people eventually fall into submission mm. if it goes on. And then it's like that whole thing, well, like, at least I can have some semblance of mm. life. And so, and I feel that way about, like, women in America who, mm. like, voted for Trump. You know mm. what I mean? Like, people, and that's just one example I can think of, or people who are against Black Lives Matter, who are people of color, who are like, we're not victims at all. Like, the mm-hmm. system hasn't harmed us at all. Like, this whole weird American myth of individualism, where it's like almost, it's like forced individualism. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody is so responsible for their own thing. It's like, ain't nobody gonna take mm-hmm. care of you kind of thing. And, yeah. and from what it sounds like, is that culture is not present in the indigenous cultures. There is not that super, like, you, nobody's going to take care of you kind of thing. Am I wrong, or do I sound really ignorant? I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's always, like, culture as a whole. Like, there are some people who do that, and there are some people who don't. Like, it's just like any other, like, cultural, like, anything, except it's just a microcosm because it's most majority on reservations. So, like, I know tons of people who are like, I believe in the system. The system does this for me, like, through all this. But I'm like, but really, though, like, if you really think about it, this system was not created to benefit you. No. It was forced upon you.
Manipulated as well. Mm-hmm. And a little fun note fact. And it's actually something that's being depicted in multiple, like, TV shows, Netflix shows, et cetera, et cetera. They're actually finally touching base on actual events that have taken place mm-hmm. during the dawn of, you know, this country, quote unquote. And for example, there is a scene where there is a man who goes through this ceremonial point of view where he is like put underwater, and like his air is like temporarily like closed. And when he rises from the water, all of a sudden he's forgiven for his sins. But in this case, it was just a natural way of being. But it's automatically known as sin. It won't. Yes.
What?
Yeah. So if you were checking this out, so many indigenous who like fell for the manipulation, not only through governmental point of view, but also through religious term, and such as Christianity or Catholicism, yeah. in whatever form this was that took place at the time, they would be like, the essentially the priests of the scenario would hold their nose, hold their mouth, put them under water. Hold them there for God knows how fucking long. And when it is time, they will pull them from the water and automatically they're forgiven for their sins. And they are considered a brand new person.
And they're not savages anymore.
Not savages. Mm. Mm.
So wait, this is what Christian people would do.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. And if they
I was misunderstanding. Yeah. Okay.
And if they couldn't convert the adults, that's why they took the children. Because like, if they were children, they would be conditioned into the society.
Right.
So do you think that that is what that is? See, that's what I was trying to ask. I was trying to ask if that like amount of individualism is not present in like the original cultures of indigenous people. And like it's like a reaction to the abuse to be assimilated into the system. That's what I was asking.
There really wasn't individualism. Like, what's the point of individualism if it's only under a certain set of rules? Like, you're going to be individual if you're under our way of being, under the way we see things, and completely forgetting your way of life that you've had for the past 160,000 years being on this land or more.
And then, like, you know, Native peoples, like, I'm not saying individualism doesn't exist, but, like, it was more so the how do you keep the entirety, like, alive? Because you're not only working for yourself, you're working for how can I do this? How will it benefit everybody? Like, if I have this one field and, like, all my corn is there I harvest it, like, how can I, like, help other people but also get things that I want, like say if somebody's growing beans or something.
Yeah,
like that.
See, exactly, that's exactly what I'm trying to say. Like, yeah. I think that that is not very present in American culture. That is not, that's just not a thing. And that's why I think people are just not able to let go of like their weird like submission to abuse,
or to even like conceptualize it, because it's just been like ground out of us because of society, even though like you, that's such a broad term to use, but just like
society
but like the entire like everything conditions us in a way that to forget the collective as a whole about how can you as a person go ahead in front of everybody and like go into the capitalist system of like, I got more money than everybody and it's just me, got to worry about my fam, even if, or if I'm just worrying about myself, like.
And I wondered if that's what the white savior complex comes from, because I feel like there's such hierarchical conditioning. Mm-hmm. It's hierarchical conditioning. That's what it is. Like, I feel like people are just so fucking power hungry. I like so appalled by so much of this. Like, it's like the whole like, I want to be the messiah of the revolution that has nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you're talking about. These like guys who just like, women also. But I have a tendency like in my head, I have like this image of like the white male like anarchist or the white male libertarian or the white male like, crack it up. You can laugh. You know, I have this like very strong image of like a guy wearing a bindi, like putting flowers in their hair and like, you know, buying a Ganesh statue and then buying it brings to mind. This is so random. You ever see Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Oh, God.
Have you ever seen that? The character Russell Brand plays in that, and he's got, like, all these, like, different ideologies tattooed to him, and he has this song.
Supposedly it makes him a citizen of the world. It's, like, by putting ink on your body. Yeah. Except in this case, it's just flowers.
He writes a song
physical
about,
aesthetic.
Oh, writes a song about, like, the African child. Like,
I honestly think that's what it was symbolizing. It was to represent exactly what is actually currently happening and what society and what they're doing and their choices are, just in the most bizarre way.
What do you mean?
So, for example, you were saying that people do a certain thing to represent something and to create this image to be associated with something they have nothing to do with. While in the same case, this character you see in a fictional film is doing the exact same thing, just in a very much more comedic and easier understanding form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you have to, I love making fun of those people and pointing out why they're ridiculous. You know, it's one thing, like, to go and help and support and want to support what's happening right now because shit's going fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. So it's one thing to, like, want to offer your hand and help, but it's another thing to, like, make it all about you, to make it your thing, to make it, like, oh, I'm, like, 0.0002% Native American. So this is my fight and this is mine and I'm going to be the figurehead for this movement. And I don't know. I wasn't at Standing Rock, so I don't know. But I heard stories about like white people going there and being
treating it like it was what's the name of that event that happened?
A Burning Man. I've heard so many
playing guitar, going in a circle, treating it like it was an outlet, going up to the chief and saying hello, which is very disrespectful.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
See, I don't know anything about any of this.
When it comes to like the code of how we have our beliefs, is you don't just walk up to someone and give them a high five, no.
Yeah.
Here we have a very strict belief system. We have a cultural way of being, so just by doing that, you're not fighting for us. You're doing the exact same thing everyone else is doing, just in a much more ridiculous kind of way. Mm-hmm. If you were to talk to the chief, you either have permission, you have a reason to see him, and you have to have permission just straightforward. Mm-hmm. You just walk up to them. Okay? And it's not an egotistical thing or saying, like, this person is so high up, you need to have permission. No, it's just, this is how we've lived for the past how many years, like, there's a reason why this person is called chief. Mm-hmm. This is a person who is like a leader for multiple different tasks that are going on. That's just some regular guy. And when you go to an event that involves us fighting for our land and you're treating it like you're playing guitar, like it's just something so you can just smoke your pot and take your LSD. No.
People taking LSD there.
They were doing everything. That's why keywords Burning Man. They were treating it like it was just another event, like a protest. It's like, no, this is far beyond that.
I mean, I might be wrong. I literally don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to this. The reservation is different than the land that people were occupying, correct?
I'm sorry.
So there is the reservation, and then there's the land that was a half a mile from. And
from what I've known, it's the treaty trust land that they were occupying, which is like ancestral burial grounds,
and we're still fighting for treaty as well, so exactly. We couldn't get much of a word in that.
So that's so fucking weird. It's so gross. It's like, well, let's get it in there before they get it passed. Yeah, it's so fucking gross for people to treat that like it's fucking Burning Man. That's so fucking gross, because it's like, the hell was my point?
Their way of helping us is doing things their way. Not
exactly,
the way
and that's
assume.
Mad fucking
right now we're in the middle of war. Would you play guitar while guns are shooting? And this also kind of the case here. Like, a woman lost her arm by a grenade who is Caucasian. So if you're going to go play guitar and talk about hope while you're out in the field, it's like, does that seem logical? Does this seem like it's okay? And this is a war we've been fighting since the dawn of this country, and all of a sudden your way of hoping is by just enjoying yourselves and looking for something to do. No.
And furthermore,
are you out there trying to, like, are you out there in the middle of, like, guns who are aiming at you? People are putting mace and, like, spray water and you're trying to get you off the land. No, you're just sitting by idly and pretending to do something just by being present, and you think that's sufficient. Absolutely not. For that reason, it's like, you're a soldier without actually having any experience. You're just there with an image of a soldier, so because mm-hmm. that's what you want to rep, apparently, after the last how many hundreds of years?
Exactly.
And I heard things about people like causing problems because people were praying before actions, people thinking, oh, that's a waste of time, and mm-hmm. people just being really critical and like making it their protest, mm-hmm. making it about their tactics and their shit they read about at Oberlin.
That is true, though. Like, really if is. You're going to insult how we do things before we enter a battle, like whether it comes to what kind of shields we have and stuff like that, then why are you even there? Mm-hmm. Why are you supporting us while saying you shouldn't do things that way? You're no different than the same people that are trying to take this land from us. Mm-hmm. It's very hypocritical.
One of my friends always talks about people organizing past marginalized groups and not with marginalized groups. So it's like that whole like, well, we're here to stop it for you. And then it's like that like, aren't you appreciative thing? Like... And that's
no
what.
No comment.
What?
No comment.
No, that's for a, that's how a deep thing. That goes.
I know it's a thing.
People say that.
That's
all
where you just straight
time.
Up say "fuck you."
Yeah, go home. Go home to the home that shouldn't even be your home. Mm-hmm. Why don't we deport you?
Go to the home that was established here, not through your own hands, but someone else's hands. That was the same hands that took away our land. Yeah.
Yeah. This is some heavy shit.
Mm-hmm. And then always people misconstrue the fact like. They're there in prayer, which was like the main reason why a lot of it started. And like, I'm all for direct action, like super militant, but I always keep that prayer in my mind because I'm like, yo, I'm not fighting for these people. Like, I'm not fighting for anybody, no matter race, creed, gender, anything. I'm like, I'm fighting for those who will come after me because like, they're going to be the ones inheriting this world. And like, right. If you can't fucking respect that prayer that I hold in my mind, you literally are so disrespectful, but I'm going to keep praying for you, but I'm going to check you.
Not to mention, it's a part of our code of ethics, even though we have our ways of being, we have our religion, et cetera, and spirituality. At the same time, it's part of our code of ethics to respect all others' way of being and religion and code of ethics and their beliefs. However, why is it that you're going to look at us and say, oh, no, we're going to do things your way. However, we're looking at it from both ways at the same time, regardless of all the situations and all regardless of all the essentially we pray for us, we pray for everyone else, and we respect you. However, you don't respect us. Instead, you want to just do things your own way. It's only one-sided from that mm-hmm. point of view, and it's multiple-sided from us. Mm-hmm. It's not fair.
And also, isn't there also this, like, thinking of, like, the next seven generations thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is definitely something that people do not think about in, like, white culture in America. It's just, like, white culture. It's not really, like, a white culture. Like, man, I know I'm white, and I fuck up and do white shit all the time. But, like, no, like, I do white crap, and I'm like, oh, my God, like, this is the whitest crap ever. Like, but I think that, like, I really hate white people. Mm-hmm. No, like really, like the more like I talk to people, since I'm like, oh my God, you are just like,
well, it's not everyone. So,
it's not everyone. Obviously, it's not, but it goes without saying that not all the hashtag not all men. Like, you know, it's like I acknowledge that I'm very problematic sometimes, but it's just like, holy shit, like how are you like this all like live in the now, like yes, live in the now, but like. Think about how your actions are going to affect stuff. Like, think about where stuff is coming from. Like, specifically, like, I had a great activist on here, Abby, on last week, and they were talking about how the reason why so many people want to come here from Mexico, who are, by the way, more indigenous than most people in this country.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Yeah, but want to come here because of NAFTA, so that because of a trade deal we made with them. Mm-hmm. So that's, like, our fault. So people don't understand how much of our food comes from there, and people don't understand that, like, nobody's working the fields right now. People mm-hmm. are hiding from fucking ICE. Like, people don't understand, like, where this shit is coming from, mm-hmm. and that, like, this whole, like, capitalist elite, whoever is, like, not growing their own food and not, and is, like, has, like, a lot of wealth and, like, voted for Trump or, like, is, like, anti-immigration or anti-this and or pro- trade or pro Dakota Pipeline because whatever, because it's not, you know, And it's going to be, like, it's not even, like, on their land. You ever hear somebody give that argument? It's a really bad argument. But it's a really fucking bad argument. People who want to, like, make arguments like that just, like, don't
By the way, this was all our land to begin with. For real. So.
That was in my head, too. That needs to be said. But it's just, like, how do you not understand, like, how everything you have is because these people were fucked over. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, how do you not understand the connection there? How do we get people to stop thinking like that?
Well, if you really think about it, like, this entire world has been, like, you know, pro-white cis man conditioning of, like, 500 years plus. And the quote-unquote civil rights movement only happened within the last, like, 80. And we're in the beginning of the epoch of starting to recreate the entire construction of how people think. And it's not going to take overnight because people are really fucking ignorant because they've had 500 plus years of saying you're all good. Like, everything you're getting, they did it voluntarily. They being
Thanksgiving.
Exactly. Thanksgiving.
Yo, can we talk about Jane Fonda? Did you hear about this? Jane Fonda did this thing to go feed the water protectors a Thanksgiving meal. Did you hear about this? This was a Thanksgiving.
What?
I remember. Yeah, exactly.
Also, wait, I have to interrupt you here now. Thanksgiving is, of course, we all know what it is by default. You know, there's no school on Thanksgiving Day. For everyone, it is a day of spending time with your family, eating a turkey, you know, stuffing your belly so your ass shits the next day. For us, it is a day of mourning.
Literally.
This is the day where we all mourn all of the spirits that were lost during the dawn of this country. Mm-hmm. So the ironicity here that has been happening for God knows how many hundreds of years, it is so disrespectful. Not to mention, there are cartoons that would show up on Cartoon Network about stories of the indigenous and the foreigners coming together and sharing this time. That did not happen.
It most definitely did not.
If it happened that way, our world would look a lot different.
Yeah, and there'd be more of us, too, a higher population, but no. So, you know, like you were saying, Monte, that the 500-plus years of being manipulated, misguided, and mistaught things, it's not fully the new generation's fault. It's just like, this is what they're told. And they have to be told otherwise. They need to be told right away. This is a day where we won't eat the turkey. We're going to flip the table over and say, nope, this is a day where we don't celebrate. This is a day where we're doing is just mourning what we've lost.
There's also a great video where a bunch of indigenous women do that.
They talk about
what the history of Thanksgiving actually is, and they throw over a table. And it's, you should look at this video. The looks on their faces are amazing.
I posted that video.
Yeah, I probably saw it from you. I will post, by the way, you're listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. I will post that on my Twitter. That's 2K, the number 2, like the symbol KEDALOW. It'll be on there right now.
This past Thanksgiving, I went to actually Plymouth Rock, and that
was Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
And that is so much more appropriate.
I went to Plymouth, and that was really good. A lot of indigenous people, but it was also fucking problematic because there were like white people with the white savior complex, being like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, my ancestors were bad." I'm like, "There's no lie in that, but really, what the hell are you doing to help us now?" Like. You're here being cute with your signs and your protest and your bipartisan politics, but what are you doing to help us right now?
Well, we need to get people elected into smaller local government.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't know. Have you read about the Green Party? I have some pamphlets for you.
Get away from me.
Okay. I'm really trying.
Hawa.
Okay, you know, I'm really like,
no.
I'm really trying, and I just feel like, what more do you want me to do? Like, I voted for Bernie Sanders, and then I voted for Hillary Clinton.
My response to that is like, all right, so you wrote something down on a piece of paper and put it inside of a box. You know, we actually had our weapons, and we had bloodshed, and we had guns. We didn't have guns. They had guns, so... Mm-hmm. What the fuck did you do? Nothing. You just did things the easy way in modern day time. So if you really want to talk about war, go on the field.
Exactly.
Everybody wants the fucking easy way. Not everybody, but a lot of people in America want the fucking easy way. And that's why, like, when I talk about people building outside the system, people literally cannot, they literally do not understand what I'm talking about sometimes. Mm-hmm. They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, who's going to grow the food? I'm like, you are, like, work the land or starve. Mm-hmm. Like, or go by your ability. You know, if you can't, if you literally can't work the land, it's not supposed to be ableist. Like, if you can't work lands, like, then, yeah. you know, to each according to their ability, according to their need, you know, that whole thing. Mm-hmm. But it's just like people are not ready to take responsibility for growing their own food or understanding. And that's the thing that's also so fucking weird about it. I'm talking about this whole like individualist culture of like you're responsible for all your needs. Like you must work. You must work. You must do society the way you must do capitalism. You must do capitalism. But people want to just rely on the comfort of businesses and capitalism and things that are fucking good for white people. They they just, they're so comfortable in that, that they can't actually even live out their own philosophy of learn how to fucking take care of yourself and learn how to take care of your families.
And something the white liberals always bring up is like, buy from like small businesses in the community. I'm like, yeah, that's good and all, but like really, what are you doing? Like there are so many different things you can go into, like food sovereignty, actual renewable energy, which a lot of indigenous tribes are starting to do, and they have been doing for hundreds and thousands of years. And like now they're bringing in people to like actually be like, well, how do you live? And they're like, well, there's fucking fields right there. Like we do them. We work the land, and
it's not even that hard. Like, yeah, it's a lot of work, but that's not to minimize any work anybody does ever. But like, I know, but I'm saying, like, I've lived on a farm, like, learn how to grow some shit. It's actually pretty simple. Like once you know what you're doing, it's actually a lot more peaceful than having to go sit in a cubicle for 6 hours a day.
If you treat Mother Earth well, she'll treat you very well back. And that's what a lot of people can't fucking understand, is just like,
and we have not been treating the earth very well. I mean,
most definitely not.
I mean, look at Flint, Michigan. There are people living in this country that people want to pretend like, you know, this is the greatest country in the world. It's the greatest country in the world. Mm-hmm. Like, Flint, Michigan is living like a fucking third world country right now. And the whole reason there are a lot of third world countries is because America hoards resources. We could all get up right now and go take a walk to Dunkin' Donuts and find perfectly edible food. So it's just like, but I honestly feel like it's some, like, karma from the land. Like, I'm not, like, a specially spiritual person, but I do believe that, like, what the fuck goes around comes around. Like, and I think karma. And I do believe that that's, like, why America and the world is doing so badly right now. Because so much land was stolen, and it's not only the United States. It's not only the United States and the Americas. Because, you know, at some point,
Stolen and tainted.
Also, Australia and I believe New Zealand. There's a lot of places where indigenous people's lands were fucking stolen and destroyed, like literally destroyed. Yeah, I'm preaching to the choir here.
Even look at Europe, like they entirely, almost 100% eradicated all indigenous tribes there by like subgrouping them as pagan or barbarian, and it's just like, A lot of those indigenous
I know nothing about this. Please tell me more.
So just like in general, like wherever you go in Europe, like something I always say is like you're indigenous to wherever you are, but the erasure of indigenous people kind of knocks that away, especially when it comes to like spiritual and cultural devastation. So like if you look at Europe, there were tribes all across that land. But because of like these different types of purging, per se, of people that didn't adhere to like the Judeo-Christian like dogma, they were eradicated.
And some of that was in the Holocaust, correct? That was some of like Romanian people call gypsies. I believe that's an inappropriate word, but I don't know what the other word is.
Romani.
Okay, well, somebody please forgive me for using the inappropriate word. But I just didn't know what the word was, and that is how fucking much erasure there is. That there's not, like, I don't even know what the appropriate word is, which is my fault. I should have read up on that. But, and then there's also more erasure there because everybody talks about the Holocaust like it was only a Jewish thing. And I'm Jewish, and I get all fucking pissed off about the Holocaust. And I get really pissed off about the Holocaust, but it's a channel for me, and I get pissed off about pretty much anything else I hear about that sounds like a genocide. So it does that for me, but it's like, why the erasure of all the other cultures and all the other people who were murdered in that? Why only the Jews? Is it because it was so easy for them to assimilate the Jews and teach the Jews how to become colonialists and take over Israel? Hmm. Hey, what were you going to say?
What I was going to say is the fact that you use a word that was improper, but you didn't know it was improper. You just gave it what you want. Just goes to show how many various other words to describe particular race or particular anything at all has been so imbranded in people's brains as the proper definition when it's absolutely not. For us, it's like not only is the word Indian American improper, but also
problematic.
Native American is also improper as well because the root of the word native means naive, naive American. The most proper term is indigenous. Although we will use words like native and Indian because that's the way everyone else understands and automatically clicks with. But to go far beyond that, to know that those are the improper definitions, that's a whole other story. And the same applies to not just us, but like people all over the globe. Mm-hmm.
Gypsy literally means like gyp, like I gypped you, right? Like I stole from you, which is not what I think at all about the Romani. Mm-hmm. It was just like I don't know what to call it, and that we need better education. That's something I really want to get together. Like I want to help compile like actual history books, right. Or they could be zines. It doesn't matter what they like how it's distributed, but it needs to be distributed better. And honestly, I thought about doing like weird actions where like going into public schools and taking all the history books and just replacing them.
Oh my goodness.
If we could do that, then we'd be a step away from being more like Hitler, because as you very well know, Hitler himself would alternate these history books, these test books, and make up all these lies about how Jews are tyrants or this and that and like deserve what they got. That absolutely wasn't true. Something similar applies to here on this land where we're just simply not mentioned. Or if they do mention, they'll just mention like, oh yeah, they were here, now they're gone.
Trailer
they don't go into anything else beyond that.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so you think it would be bad if we took out the history books and
replaced
them?
I think it would be great if we took out the history books and put in the proper information. That way everyone is more enlightened, I guess, through right information. Otherwise, making it less easier to fall for false knowledge gods, false precedents, you know, false people to like just follow in general.
I think that I really think we should. I mean, I'd probably get in so much trouble if I did this, but I'm super down. Hey, I'm talking about some illegal shit I'm probably going to do on the radio.
We're with you. We're just as guilty. There we go.
No, I mean, I say illegal shit on this show all the time. I probably shouldn't. But by the way, you're listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free
Brooklyn. Just make it very apparent that it's here.
It's here. It's all my fault. Everybody who's ever been on this show doesn't necessarily agree with me.
That's Lee Wilson helped. He's guilty too.
Okay, Lee Wilson is being included, but let's not throw anybody else under that bus.
Just myself.
Also, this is we listen to Radio Free Brooklyn, and we are a free form community radio. If you like us, you can donate to us at patreon.com/radiofreebrooklyn. We are not for profit. We don't make any money off of this. You are all fantastic, and I can say fuck on the radio. I can say fuck on the radio. I can say punch Nazis. I can say I kind of hope there's a white genocide. Like, honestly, like, and that's something I've been wanting to say for a little bit. I feel like people are going to get really mad at me for saying this, but I don't really care. Like, if you're going to have babies, don't make white babies. Just don't. Like, okay. No, like, really.
Damn.
No, really. I'm like, this is like actually like something I think about a lot. I think about how we shouldn't have white babies anymore.
Mixed babies only, you're saying?
Well, I mean, just no white babies. Just because if there's no white babies, then it's harder for people to be white supremacists. Mm. No, like, really, because then eventually white people will just die out. Because what's happening right now is all these weird little white men are just like freaking out that they're going to die out. Mm. And I'm kind of like, what you so scared of? Like, but you're scared that your descendants aren't going to be white? Like, so what?
What would also start rising is like the light skin complex of like that's like an entire another discussion in general.
Yeah, you're right.
Duke's statement, though, I think another way of doing it is now don't want to get too much into like prophecies or theories or anything like that, but there was like a set of 9 different prophecies that would happen during like supposedly the end of the world, nothing like Mayan culture but something similar. And the 8th one, which is the second to last, is you will hear of great youth who wear long hair just like us who will come to the tribes to learn the ways of wisdom.
That's the Hopi prophecy.
So not only will it be like don't make white babies, but if you make white babies, send them to the people of wisdom if you want to go that route.
I mean, yeah, I mean, there are going to be people who are going to have white babies, whether I like it or not. And hopefully those babies are, like, down to not be fucking racist and not be fucking, like, colonialist and, like, understand that we need to fucking change in a big way. Like, to me, what it sounds like is Standing Rock has it together more than we do in terms of how to take care of it. Like, you just, if you just listen to what that the water song we played at the beginning of this episode, there is just such a clear understanding of the cycles of the earth that, like, if you look in science, it's true. I actually believe that science is spirituality in a sense. Like, the water affects everything. If you poison the water, you are poisoning the earth, because that's what waters the earth. Like, it's so, people knew this before there was even, like, lab coat science.
If you want to get as primal as you can, you know, water is the element that brings life. We all creatures need water to survive. It's something that we need to keep living. Humans, by default, if you want to get into real deep science, we need, like, 3.5 cups a day of water. And, like the song says, one day we're not going to have clean water. And that is slowly coming true between the oil spill and now the pipeline. At some point, there will be no water left. And it'll be Mad Max and Fist of the North Star for real. Exactly.
And then, like, rainwater, that's becoming acid rain. So getting to the point where you can't even drink that.
You can't even stand out there without, like, affecting your body in a negative way.
Hi, so we're actually coming to sort of an ending here. We have about, like, 10 minutes left on here. Is there anything specific y'all want to make sure we cover?
Oh, what could we cover? There's so much that we could.
Also, we can just keep, we can talk. I realize we're recording on Sunday. The show doesn't play till Wednesday. So I'm going to edit this. And I actually decided I'm going to come in on Tuesday when I have the studio booked and reread the history. So it's like a clear thing. And I know exactly what I want to say. And it just sounds good. And then we can be like, clear history of Standing Rock. So it doesn't even have to be part of the discussion.
Oh, it could be like a cute interjection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll sound better that way anyway. Just to like give it some more variety.
So I actually want to send a message out there to all the narrow-minded fuckheads who
we're so mean on this show.
Will actually believe that, you know, natives are supposedly savage by nature and are just primal and are only one-sided people who just hunt and kill. Well, you know, you got a lot of people in modern-day America who hunt and kill bears just for sport, and they'll cut their heads off and put them on their, you know, put them all throughout their apartment and take pictures like, hey, look what I shot with my gun without actually using my bare hands. No.
My freedom.
If you want to get, if you really want to go that route, look at it from this point of view in a way you'd better understand is 3 weeks before the land was actually fully taken from us, there was a baby girl who was born inside of a teepee, and she was given a very symbolic name, which was Mini Wikondi, which means water is life. Now, if you think that is savage, choke for sure.
It's a projection, you know? It's coming here and seeing how beautiful the land is and being like, shit, we don't know how to live like that. Let's call you savages. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I feel like people do shit like that all the
less
time.
Less disciplined, perhaps. Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of this crazy shit that's going on right now is like making me into a conspiracy theorist. No, like it really is, because it's gotten so fucking crazy. Like, I'm starting to wonder, like, are all these like supposedly Jewish leaders, are they descendant from Nazis who have been in hiding since World War II? You know, like, are they faking that they're Jews? Like, if there's been, like, a weird plan? Like, I'm getting so fucking paranoid with all this alt-right shit. I'm like, what the fuck? Because somebody was talking to me about how, like, oh, they posted this on the internet, like, a year ago. Like, oh, how the Nazis pretended like they lost World War II. And this was something they posted a year ago, and they have like the year ago thing, and then they share it, and they were like, haha, still true. And I was like, oh my God. What if y'all conspiracy theorists with your podcast should have been right this whole time?
Reptilians.
That'd be true.
Yeah, oh no, but I'm wondering, it's like, where the hell did white people come from?
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I keep like wondering. Like, what white people were from Africa and moved to the Middle East, and there's some evidence, you know, in Panjshir suggests that people came over from Russia and became indigenous in the area that is now, you know, the Americas, and people came, you know, that you know what I'm talking about?
Have
you
heard this? I know, the Bering Strait theory.
Yeah, there's a couple theories, yeah. But it's all related to people traveling and migrating on this big piece of land. But it's like, where the fuck do we get white people and all of this? Do you know what I mean? I don't understand. I'm sure I'm going to get some email from somebody who's going to be like, this is where white people came from. But I don't know. I kind of want to Google that. Anyway, is there anything you want to say before we end this?
I would just like to say that, like, no matter who you are, where you are, what creed you are, you are fighting for water. Like, this is an indigenous rights, and it's really fucked up that a lot of it has been glossed over saying it wasn't indigenous rights. But it is a human fucking problem of, like, we all need water no matter who the hell you are. So why are you not out there fighting? Why are you not out here protecting it? Why are you just being a dumbass and saying, like, well, we're trying to capitalize on this?
Look what happened with the oil spill. How many creatures died from that happening? You know, thousands and thousands. However, when it comes to being on the land with humans, not just other animals or the creatures, suddenly nobody gives a shit.
Unless you stop relying on the state and you stop relying on capitalism, we are all going to die.
Okay.
We are all going to die, or your children are going to die, or your children's children. So start thinking about that. Like, start really thinking about, like, how we're probably not going to be here that much longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and shit's all fucked. And also, if you can make it to D.C., there's been a call from the Sioux tribe, Standing Rock Sioux tribe, and indigenous grassroots leaders calling on our allies across the United States and around the world to peacefully march on Washington, D.C. We ask that you rise in solidarity with indigenous peoples of the world whose rights protect Grandmother Earth for future generations of all. Standing Rock and Native Nations will lead a march in prayer and action in Washington, D.C. on March 10th, 2017. If you cannot march with us, we ask that you take peaceful action in your home. At home in your tribal nation, states, cities, towns, villages, and provinces. There's the hashtag #TakeTheMeeting with President Trump, which I'm pretty sure it's canceled now because I don't understand because this has not been updated since people were evicted. And I think since Donald Trump passed this, like, easement, there was somebody who was talking about not going to this meeting. I know it was confusing, but consent, not consultation. Tribal interests cannot continue to be marginalized in favor of the interests of corporations and other governments. Consultation is not enough to require consent, and the Native Nations Rise is a hashtag. The Standing Rock movement is bigger than one tribe, but it's evolved into a powerful global phenomenon, highlighting the necessity to respect indigenous nations and their rights to protect their homelands, environment, and future generations. We are asking our Native relatives from across Turtle Island to rise with us. And then it says that this list of demands will grow. Stay tuned. So March 7th to March 9th, Native leaders and allies will lobby in the halls of power in Washington, D.C. on behalf of the protection of all tribes. On March 10th, Native peoples and their allies, gatherings of thousands, will march from the mall to the White House beginning at 10 a.m. After the march, we will gather for a rally at the Ellipse. It is here we make our demands to the new administration. Okay, so fucking back that shit, all right? Thank you so much for listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thank you so much, Monty. Thank you so much, Lee, for being here. No problem. You can check out my other episodes at Audio Boom. You can check out my other episodes at audioboom.com/channel/ What Would Save the World or on iTunes. Actually, Lee has been on another episode where you can hear a lot more history from last season, so you can listen to that. And if you want to be on this show or you want to contact me for any reason at all, you can email me at tooke@radiofreebrooklyn.com. If you don't agree with me, please come on my show. I will debate you. And I will win. also, if you want to get involved in a discussion without coming on, you can follow me on Twitter at @2 KEDALOW. I'll be posted. There's going to be questions from this episode all on there, and you can fight with me or you can agree with me. Hopefully you do agree, because these are some pretty important issues. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to What Would Save the World on Radio Free Brooklyn every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Na 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 na
Water is very important to all the living things, not only the human, the plant life, the animal life, the rock life. We, the people, we, the living things on this Mother Earth, is part of that water. Someday, we're not going to have clean water. So let's appreciate the water. Sing to that water to make that water spirit happy. Save it for all the living things on this Mother Earth of ours. Today, it's really important for us. The water flows over the Mother Earth. It comes out of the ground, clean as can be, fresh.